Chapter 9. In the shadow of Shaddai, there is protection. David, in Psalm 27, aptly captures the power and ability of God to protect his own. I am always filled with deep gratitude and wonder when I meditate on this psalm, knowing full well that as a child of God who was chosen to dwell under God's protective covering, I am entitled to enjoy the full blessing of his protection. Please allow me to reproduce it in full here and take a moment to appreciate the beauty of the promises and assurances contained therein. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked advance against me to devour me, it is my enemies and my foes who will stumble and fall. Though an army besiege me, my heart will not fear. Though the war break out against me, even then I will be confident. One thing I ask from the Lord, this only do I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to gaze on the beauty of the Lord, and to seek him in his temple. For in the day of trouble, he will keep me safe in his dwelling. He will hide me in the shelter of his sacred tent and set me high upon a rock. Then my head will be exalted above the enemies who surround me. At his sacred tent, I will sacrifice with shouts of joy. I will sing and make music to the Lord. If there is anyone who is qualified to speak about God's protection, it is David. At the young age of 17, he was anointed to be king of Israel. That revelation of his destiny launched him into the battlefield against none other than the incumbent king, Saul, a jealous man fueled by the twin demons of fear and insecurity. There are several recorded attempts on David's life. 1. 1 Samuel chapter 18, verses 10 to 11. Saul attempts to kill David with a spear. 2. 1 Samuel chapter 18, verses 17 to 25. Saul plots to use his daughters to ensnare David. 3. 1 Samuel chapter 19, verse 1. Saul instructs his son and attendants to kill David. 4. 1 Samuel chapter 19, verse 10. For the second time, Saul attempts to kill him with a spear. 5. 1 Samuel chapter 19, verse 11. Saul sends men to kill David. 6. 1 Samuel chapter 19, verse 15. Saul sends men once again to David to kill him. 7. 1 Samuel chapter 19, verses 20 to 22. Twice, Saul sends men to kill David, finally going himself the third time. 8. 1 Samuel chapter 23, verses 7 to 8. Saul marshals all his forces to go to Keilah to besiege David and his men. 9. 1 Samuel chapter 23, verses 14 to 15. Saul seeks David in the wilderness of Ziph. 10. 1 Samuel chapter 23, verses 19 to 29. Saul pursues David in the desert of Maon. 11. 1 Samuel chapter 26, verse 2. Saul, with 3,000 troops, once again pursue David in Ziph. In all of these, the Lord protected David and safely brought him to the place of fulfillment of his prophetic destiny. Here are other instances of God protecting his own. 1. In Matthew chapter 2, verse 13, we see the parents of the baby Jesus being warned in a dream to flee to Egypt to escape the murderous intent of Herod. 2. In Numbers chapter 22 to 24, God protected Israel from the curses of Balaam. Indeed, the curses were turned into blessings. Proverbs chapter 26 verse 2 assures us that, like a fluttering sparrow or a darting swallow, an undeserved curse will not land on its intended victim. Even in the case of self-induced calamity, that is, you willingly or perhaps negligently brought the trouble to yourself, God is merciful and promises deliverance. Only repent and get back under his covering, and this promise shall be yours. Shall the prey be taken from the mighty, or the lawful captives of the just be delivered? For thus says the Lord, even the captives of the mighty will be taken away, and the prey of the terrible will be delivered. For I will contend with him who contends with you, and I will give safety to your children and ease them. Isaiah chapter 49, verses 24 to 26. 3. In 2 Kings chapter 6, God protected the king of Israel by revealing to him through the prophet Elisha the plans of the king of Aram, Syria. With these warnings, the king was on his guard and never fell into the trap of the Arameans. When you read further, you will see that the king of Aram sought to capture Elisha, having heard that he was the one revealing his secrets to the king of Israel. He sent a strong force of horses and chariots to surround the city of Dothan, where Elisha was. Upon seeing them, Elisha comforted his servant with these true words, "Don't be afraid. Those who are with us are more than those who are with them." Those words of assurance are still true. Not only that, but upon the prayer of Elisha, the Lord opened the eyes of the servant to see horses and chariots of fire all around them. Therefore, I tell you that don't be afraid, for greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. When you are under the shadow of Shaddai, know that you are in the safest place there could ever be. For the Lord himself is your wall of defense, your rampart, your shield and hiding place. He is a wall of fire around you, and there is nothing that can penetrate that defense. Over and over again in Scripture, God assures us of his protection. Here are a few verses to remind you of God's protective covering. Read it, meditate on it, memorize it, internalize it. Let fear be far away from you, because you are under covering. God himself is your protection. 1. Proverbs chapter 2 verse 8. He protects the paths of injustice and guards the way of those who are loyal to him. 2. Psalm 23, verse 4. Even when I walk through the darkest valley, I fear no danger, because you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they protect me. 3. Psalm 91, verse 10. No evil will happen to you. No disease will come close to your tent. 4. 1 Peter chapter 5 verse 7. Throw all your anxiety on him because he cares about you. 5. 2 Thessalonians chapter 3 verse 3. But the Lord is faithful, and he will strengthen you and protect you from the evil one. 6. Deuteronomy chapter 31 verse 6. Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or terrified because of them. For the Lord your God goes with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. 7. Proverbs chapter 18 verse 10. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run to it and are safe. I encourage you to seek more scriptures from the Bible that would encourage and strengthen you. Remember always that Abba Father did not give us a spirit of fear, but of love, power, and of a sound mind. You are covered. You are protected under the shadow of Shaddai.